been held by interim people for the last 4 or 5 years. Peter Schiffer came to us from Penn State and is doing a spectacular job already. He is streamlining all of the business practices in terms of how easy it is or how hard it is to apply for a grant. He's creating opportunities for diverse populations to enter into the research enterprise. And I think it's really important that we know that we are increasing customer service functions, so that by that I mean, you know, when a faculty member is trying to apply for a grant, that they don't have to do the busy work of the grant application, that we have people ready to help. And these are the action items that we are going to be doing in all of this. I think you can probably read this yourself. I do have to say that we were very proud of the fact that we recently got a $25 million grant from the Gates Foundation, the very first big grant that we were ever able to get to from the Gates Foundation. If you have any experience with them, you know that you can't apply for a grant from them. They come to you, but once they find out who you are, they usually come back. We're hoping they will do that. They are now not only concentrating in global health, but in agriculture, because they realize that in order to have healthy people around the globe, you have to feed them first. And when it comes to ag, I think we can really excel there. Can I have the next slide? Okay, advancement. Not to end on a down note, but this is a down note. This is the number of gifts. This is a slightly different peer group. But I don't care what peer group you look at. We are really short of where we need to be. Again, we recruited Dan Peterson to our campus to be the Vice Chancellor for Institutional Advancement, and he's shaking it up. I think it's really great. He's really doing a great deal to make us think about how we go about advancement in a more strategic way. And I hope that there will be results from his work very soon, but this is work that takes long-term building of relationships and friendships between the donor and the development officer. You really do have to work on learning about where their passions are and addressing those passions. Adi sent me an email today about the University of Michigan receiving a big gift in writing composition, and so you really have to think about where they would really like to give. You can see that we rank very poorly in terms of annual giving rate. We are working very hard. I'm sure you're all familiar with the pyramid of annual donations from alums, and then donors that give a larger amount of money, and then the peak of the pyramid. What we are trying to do is actually take that pyramid and move it out and up, so that you have a bigger base, because we must have a larger number of alums who give and then continue to work with them and hope that they rise up that pyramid. The next slide is the endowment. I mean, I could go through multiple slides in this area, and every single one of them, the columns of where we are relative to where we want to be will always be below. I don't think there's any one of these slides in this whole group where we can be terribly proud. I want to show you this slide. This is the peer group that we are being compared with. And what you can see is that Illinois is very low in terms of virtually every single one of these parameters that are measured. And so our work is not only with private donors, our work is has to be with other individual, other than just our alums, with other individuals. It has to be with corporations, it has to be with foundations, and I don't know who this other is, but we have to work with them too. So if I were to talk about our goals, it would be to renew our emphasis on principal gift prospects. These are the people who are giving $5 million and above. You have to really be strategic with these people. These are people who usually have given multiple gifts before and want to continue to work with them. The major gift prospects are the group of people who give between $1 million and $5 million. We need to improve the processes for managing our relations with everyone. You know, we have a huge number of alums, and so we really want to work on annual giving, because one of the parameters in U.S. News and World Report is the percent of alumni that give. So even if you give $25, it would be really wonderful for you to start thinking about giving, and then as you mature and become more successful, think about raising that amount. We have to work with our own people and make sure that they are not